Hi there, welcome to the Wellspring Church Breakthrough Podcast. We produce this to help you pray through the next half hour or so with a sense of purpose, focus, and unity with others who are going to be doing the same thing, whether that's at home, on their way to work or back from work, or during a lunch break or something, wherever they are, just wherever you are, just know you're not on your own. We're praying together. You won't need to press pause or anything, just leave the recording going. Pray as you are guided to. And know for sure that our Heavenly Father hears every prayer. He responds with love and he responds in power as we pray in the name of Jesus. As we pray individually and then gather in praise and prayer, our heart's cry is for the Lord to draw us closer to him, to break down any barriers that keep us from where he's leading us. This in turn is going to be transformational in our own lives, but also in the lives of those around us. So we're praying in faith for those things. It's Friday, nearly the end of the working week. And in each half hour podcast, we're going to start with a reminder of our scripture for 2019, focused on Ephesians 3:20. Off the back of this, we will apply this into our local communities. And so today we're praying for the transformation of our communities. You might find it helpful to have Ephesians chapter 3 open in front of you, or call it up on your device, on your Bible app, and it might help you in this meditation. It's not a bad idea to have that open throughout the whole time that we pray. To start with though, let's take a moment or two to prepare our hearts and minds while the music plays, to focus on God and be aware that he is with us here and now where we are. In this moment, be aware he is with you. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for being with us here and now. So hear our prayers. As we turn to Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3, sense how the apostle is seeing the wider community blessed by his powerful work in the church. His power is at work within us and also through us to make a change. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You know, God is able, with the same power that created the stars and the heavens, to do infinitely more than we could ever dream of or think about. So much more, over and above, exceedingly more, way beyond our wildest dreams. We're going to worship him now as we listen to King of Glory from our Wellspring Worship album, Now is the Time. Take these minutes to fix your hearts and minds on the glorious King of Kings.
He is seated
Amen. We're lifting up the name of Jesus, praising him as the name above all other names. May he have his way and lead our prayers. Paul wrote that God's mighty power at work within the church is infinitely more than we could ask or imagine. And we know that the church does not exist for its own ends. We're empowered to bring change. The former Archbishop of Canterbury, William Temple, famously declared this. He said, "The church is the only institution that exists primarily for the benefit of those who are not its members." The sentiment behind this, we sense and know it to be true. Whilst we are here to encourage one another to gather together and meet with God and grow together in fellowship, this is with mission in mind. We're sent to go and bring change to society. We're going to pray into this area in these next few minutes, but before we do, let's spend a couple of minutes in silence and ask God to give us his heart for the world around us. Lord, in this space, help me to see and sense your heart for my community. So a couple of minutes silence, and then I'll pray. Loving God, you love every member of my community, in my workplace and where I live. Please give me your heart for my neighborhood and the people in my world, that I might bring transformation in your name. Amen. Now, I want to encourage you to think about your neighborhood, the flats and houses that surround yours. Maybe you have next door neighbors or people who share the same entrance to your block of flats. We're going to pray, and as we do, I want you to think about the people behind those doors you passed. We're going to pray for them. We're going to take a few minutes now as the music plays to pray for those people and families behind those doors, the people who live in our neighborhoods. If you know their name, mention them by name. Recall their faces and pray. At the end of this, I'll lead in praying a blessing over them. Heavenly Father, we bring these people to you. Each of them you died for and rose again. Each of them you know intimately and want them to know how much you love them. May these people we've prayed for live for you. May they return to you, turn towards you, and away from anything that is the barrier between them and you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. We're now going to continue to pray for those around us by using this song and turning it into a prayer. Well, in fact, it kind of is a prayer. As we sing this through, perhaps you'll imagine yourself in your workplace or your place of study. In fact, wherever you spend most of your working day, your waking hours, or even in the heart of your community, can you imagine yourself singing over your community, singing over schools and businesses, hospitals, clinics, libraries, offices and housing estates, whatever it is? Can you picture yourself now in the center of what you consider to be your closest community, where you belong and where God's given you a heart? I encourage you, meet with Jesus now as we sing this song, Come to Jesus, and make it a prayer.
Jesus, hope for the hopeless, lies in the darkness, Savior to all of the world. Jesus, friend of the helpless, perfect in justice. All who are hungry, who are thirsty, who are hurting, who are searching, come find life and light in Jesus Christ. See the hope and favor within His eyes. Surrender your heart to the Savior of all mankind. Come to Jesus, the truth and the love. Jesus. Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, the Savior of all. Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, the Savior of all. Come to Jesus, Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, the Savior of all. Oh, who are hungry. Jesus Christ, see the hope and favor within His eyes. Surrender your heart to the Savior of all mankind. Come to Jesus.
That is such a powerful song, and what a beautiful prayer. Before we go into the rest of our day, let's become aware again that we are part of the answer to our prayers for change in the lives of those around us. It is God's infinitely more in us that makes the difference. Let's take a moment to ask God what we can say or do in the remainder of our day today to bring life and love to those we'll have interaction with. Perhaps the Lord will inspire you to send a text message, or maybe there's someone you can call, a call you could make, or an act of kindness. Would you join with me now as the music plays to take a few minutes to seek God for prompting on what you can actually do? Let's listen for the voice of the Spirit. Lord, what can we do to make a difference today? Thanks for joining us again to pray for breakthrough in our communities. The Lord has heard our prayers and will continue to hear us as we press into Him in the coming days. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Amen.